Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
You know about our other podcast. Come on now. It's called My Opening Line.
It's so much fun to do.
You can go to myopeningline.com. In fact, do it now. We'll do it together. Here, I'm typing it in. Myopeningline.com. And I'm looking at, look, host Keith and Chemda of Keith and the Girl ask comedian friends and performers about their first times on stage, listen to popular comics telling embarrassing stories of their first performances as they share some of their most terrible opening lines, awkward executions, and epic fails.
So it's the people that you're now watching on TV. We talk to them about the first time they've ever been on stage, the first time they were ever on TV, what happened when they met Letterman, things like that.
I'm looking at the list. I mean, I can't name them all, but we have, of course, Overwatch's Mercy, Lucy Pohl, who everybody loved. How did she begin? Bonnie McFarlane, Jimmy Pardo, Julian McCullough, everybody loved as a guest on Keith and the Girl. Nick Thune, Gilbert Gottfried, Aaliyah Janine, talking about her first time in porn and as a comedian. Kevin Allison, Lori Kilmartin, Adam Conover of Adam Hates Everything. The very first one we did was Emma Willman. And we said, yeah, I think we're on to something.
Yeah. Right? I actually love the way that you say Lori Kilmartin's name.
I was just going to say that.
Right? Yeah. Because it's like Lori Kilmartin.
Right. Got to stay positive. Yeah. Right? She's a comic. They like that. Mike Lawrence is coming at you. Carmen Lynch. So be subscribed. Completely free. MyOpeningLine.com. Speaking of which, today's guest has been on Conan O'Brien.
Has been on My Opening Line.
Stephen Colbert. Virtually made out with David Letterman. I called the police after that, but he was into you. Her album, Dance Like You Don't Need the Money, was named SiriusXM Comedy's 2017 Album of the Year. You can see her right now on America's Got Talent. Ladies and gentlemen, Carmen Lynch.
Hi.
Hello, Carmen. There.
It's. I wish my last name was Lynch Martin, so you could just be like, Lynch Martin.
Carmen, first of all, it's great to see you. Last time you were here is almost a year ago. It's December of 2017. Mm. You were here with your boyfriend.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. John Reynolds, and you were talking about the relationship. You're still together with him.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, I think.
Thank you, yeah.
He has now a 10-year-old son.
Yes.
Now, I'm dating somebody. It happens to be your best friend. I found out later, right? Or one of your
Did you not
friends.
Know?
I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't even know? Oh, wow, interesting.
That's how much she talks about you. You should have a conversation with her. Wait, you didn't know that I'm her best friend?
That bitch.
Hold on.
I don't know how it came up, but she just said like, you know, she said, Carmen, this or that, matter of fact. Like,
that, or.
Right. Yeah. And then, put two and two together. But she has children. And I didn't meet the children
multiple
yet.
Multiple children.
I'm dying for you to meet them because I know them so well.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to ask you. Since you know the children, tell me what to expect. Tell me what to expect that you're in a relationship now with a 10-year-old son. And you're living together.
Yes, but he only lives with us. Well, now he lives with us because he's going to summer camp.
Okay.
But usually he's around twice a week.
Okay. Yeah. And has he accepted you? I hear that's a thing. For example... your friend told me, Kyle, she told me, I was talking to my daughter, and not that she was talking about me necessarily, but she was saying, I want you to be happy, but I want you to know if you find somebody new, I'm not going to accept him.
So, wait, this is her daughter.
The daughter.
Saying about you?
Yeah, saying about who.
Wait, she's already said this to Kyle?
The daughter doesn't know about me or that there's even a new man.
Yeah, but she has said this to her mother.
But she has said that to her mother. And so I know how I'm going to play it already. We're going to get along. I'm not going to let on that I'm the boyfriend.
Yeah.
But at the end, when we leave, I'm going to say, oh, you are so fun and so cool. I'm going to think about accepting you. And then that'll get in her head and it's going to work out perfect. But
it's different with girls, though, I have to say.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I have nieces and they chat with everyone and they're fun. And I know Kyle's daughter.
Right.
And it's different with boys, I think.
What did you have to do? Is there anything you had to
navigate? Well, we did the same thing. We didn't tell him that we were together. And it was different because at this time, John was living in L.A. So when his son came to visit, I was like, a friend who stopped by, you know?
Right.
And then when John moved to New York, we still weren't living together because I had a different place and he was living with his brother. So it takes a while, you know, it does. But I think kids, it's fine. But I think when we bond the most is when we're playing Fortnite, video games. Do you play that?
I play video games.
Yeah. You should hang out with my boyfriend's son.
Right?
Switch.
Yeah. No, and he's great, but it's different for many reasons. Like, I think he's an only child.
Okay.
So he doesn't have his siblings around. I don't know. It's just a different dynamic. But for me, it was different. I had to learn a lot because I've never dated a man seriously who had a child.
Me neither.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, it was noticing that a man's energy, he has boyfriend energy and then father energy.
Oh, phew. Oh, if that was the same, it would be weird.
Oh, no, but living, you know what I mean? Like I've dated guys with kids, but they were in college or something. They were in high school and they're older and they don't live at home. But a child, you know, you kind of have to talk to them and be with them.
You have to engage.
And I'm like, what about me? No, I'm kidding.
Right. Are you nervous, Keith?
Are you nervous? That's a good question.
No, because I'm not crazy about the kids. I don't need to know them. You know what I mean?
Right. That's true, too.
I like the mom.
Yeah. I don't care. But they are great kids. I love her kids. Yeah. And
do you think they'll like me more than Keith?
We're not introducing you.
I have this weird feeling they'll really like you. I mean, they're definitely going to like Chemda. But yeah. I mean, because you're the one we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. And you're funny and fun and they're silly. I think it'll be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think he should shave or not shave when he meets them?
I don't think they're even going to care.
Really?
It's because like you're meeting.
But he's 6'2" and then the beard comes at you.
I think you should grow it out. No.
I need to show him in charge. It's about dominance, isn't it? Same thing with dogs.
Now, have you guys talked about when or how you're going to meet them?
No.
Okay.
There's no hurry.
There's no hurry. I was just going to say
But
that,
it's also assumed, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like, do you like to play sports?
I do.
Okay, because they love to play.
But I like to play soccer, but I do fake dives and flops. I do it like the professionals, right? Yeah. If the kids even touch me, I dive 5 feet and act like I'm hurt. It's part of the game.
Yeah, it's part of the fun.
Yeah. That's all I do. You walk into my house, it looks like I'm the new Toys R Us, you know?
Yeah.
So I think I'll probably fit in.
Are you, I wonder if you're going to meet them. Are they going to come over or, well, we don't know.
We don't know yet.
Okay. I'm excited.
Yeah.
This is fun.
But I have a big backyard. They can play in that while me and mommy do adult things.
Stay outside all day. Bye.
Right.
What's your name again? Yeah.
Or learn a lesson.
You know what's really funny? And I've noticed
one of
this.
Three.
This might happen to you. I don't know if it will, though. I feel like just because they have each other, the kids have each other.
Okay.
But sometimes, like, if his son, I won't say his name.
Sure.
But if his son comes into the kitchen and I think he hears something in the kitchen, he thinks I'm my boyfriend, his face changes. It's so funny. He'll be like, oh. And I'm like, how long do I have to deal with this disappointment? Like, I'm just a disappointment to you.
He's making up. I forgot why I even came in here. It looked like I was excited.
Well, that is something at the age of 10 to have a random adult around you and of the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, it's just, like, my parents were together. I'm not saying that was a positive choice.
Right.
But it was a choice that led me to not have suddenly a male in my place that's sleeping with my mom that like I now have to share my mom with, or even if it was like a different woman, I have to relate to her in a very specific way. And I'm just 10, you know,
like
I'm not here to make friends with an adult at 10. So that's an odd, but I have to share a bathroom. So I have to not walk in on you pooping and you're an adult, you know, it's interesting. And then I think adults, without realizing, they get kind of smushy. Like you'll see your parent holding hands with someone or like sitting next to them on the couch. Their hand is on somebody else's thigh. Like all these things that are just normal adult things. So we're just like, right, you're a couple. You get like a little snuggly. It's like, whoa, I'm 10 or I'm a teenager. And this is, who the fuck are you? Like I remember going to, when we were younger, we went to Israel every summer and we used to stay at my uncle's house and he had three kids too in a two bedroom and we were three kids and it was like so much. I couldn't even imagine, is my uncle meaning my mother's brother, so I can't imagine my mother's sister-in-law going, yay, three more kids, like holy shit. And I remember a summer where I actually remember some of it. I think I pooped twice the whole time I was there because I'm like, everyone's here. They're like, if there's nine people in this apartment, one of you is outside the fucking door and I don't know how to calm down. So even stuff like that to me was anxiety.
Really. Yeah.
But good luck with your, you know.
Well, when I was growing up, I always thought my mother loved my sister more. And it's because I learned this in therapy years later that I thought love was finite. There's a certain amount of love that one. So when she was nice to my sister, I just thought it meant that she loved me less. And
like she was giving the amount of love that she had that in that direction.
Whoa. And I think that's something important that I have talked to my boyfriend about, because, you know, sometimes when we're together, you can see he's kind of upset. And a friend of a friend told me that his parents were divorced. And when his mom had a step boyfriend, when the mom had a boyfriend, my friend, I couldn't accept this guy until he realized that he didn't want his dad anymore. Like, he wanted to be with his friends. Like, he was older.
I see.
And I said, how old was that? And he was like 17. I was like, I want to go hang out with my friends. And I'm like, so I have to wait till I'm until he's 17 for him to be like, okay, good. I'm glad Carmen's here.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, Carmen. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
But right now he's at the age where he just loves his dad. And it's so cute how much he loves his dad. Yeah. But I think it's that age where you either want to meet them when they're three or when they're older. Because this age right now, he's just so into his dad.
Right. Is it tough to not give advice? Do you say it's not my place? Or I am going to be, hopefully, for lack of better words, the stepmom. I should give advice now.
I don't give him advice, but I have spoken like, oh, why don't you try saying this? But I'll say it to my boyfriend so he can tell him.
Right.
Yeah. But I
just feel like
he's not around enough to for me to be like, you know, you need to do the dishes. Right.
Then my advice is
I do the dishes.
I do feel like if a child is living with you, you end up telling the kid what to do because you are an authority. Mm-hmm. I find that I could even tell if they're kids around me, I will end up telling them what to do because, hey, you're going to throw that kid into another, you know, into the, you know better. So how can you help but say,
right,
hey, don't do that.
Or, yeah,
hey, it is 5 o'clock. It's time to go. Like, you are chaperoning and shepherding them. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't find a place where you're like, isn't that enough video games or?
Well, like I said, he's not around a lot, but we have a rule where we just turn on the TV. We don't turn on the TV at all during the day anyway.
Oh, I thought you were saying the opposite.
Yeah.
We have a rule. He walks in, we turn on the TV.
You have to watch TV all day. So he doesn't watch that much, but he plays a lot of video games. But no, that's up to his dad. I don't see him enough to deal with that.
Okay.
You know, we play a lot of board games, which is really fun.
That is fun.
It's so fun.
Okay, yeah, I have about 50 board games.
Yeah.
I have a dartboard.
Anytime I go over to Keith's house, all we do is play games. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know if her kids want to play poker with you, but that sounds like we could use a couple more hands here and again.
And it's good because you have, let's see, there's quite a range of ages with these three kids.
Yes, between 10 and 15.
Oh, that's it? Yeah, that's right. I always think of the 10-year-old as younger, but yeah, he is 10. They're so fun, though. They're really cute.
All right. And that seems like that's an age where, you know.
I mean, plus the 15-year-old is kind of already at that age where he's just doing whatever.
Yeah.
So you'll probably bond with the two younger ones more.
Apparently, the 15-year-old can babysit a lot because
that's what you're planning.
Or somebody should be arrested.
Yeah.
Because I know where mom's at. So he must be good at it.
Yeah. I feel like at 15, you could babysit your, you know, up to
totally.
10. I was babysitting at 11. To
wow.
stranger, yeah. Not strangers, but to not my siblings, I went out and like they paid me $5 an hour or whatever. And I was 11 because really it's here's the phone. The kids are sleeping. If you hear anything, call everybody.
Right.
You know,
but it's good for them. I'm sure she pays them something.
I know that she does actually.
So then I'm sure she's like, well, yeah, here's some money. Go.
Right.
I got to go see Keith. I got to go. She isn't, by the way, she's never been to Queens this much as she is now. So please don't break up because eventually she and I are going to have coffee. Yeah. Like on a break. I'm not, you know, when you guys are like, I need to calm down. I need to take a shower. You have to go do something. I'll be like, I'm home.
Are you feeling jealous that she hasn't come to Queens this much? And
no,
you've been
no,
friends?
I'm just happy. No, I'm not.
Okay.
Because I'm happy for her.
Okay, good.
I am very happy for her.
What's she saying about me?
I can't say. All right. Anyway.
Tell Tell me.
Okay. Okay. Here's what she said.
By the way, speaking of America's Got Talent, I saw you, and it was just a little clip, right? They went through.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I heard it was little.
That's funny you didn't even watch it.
I don't like to watch my stuff.
Because everything's online now. Well, I'll play it for you. Don't worry.
Watching it now for the first time, Carmen Lynch.
Plus, I think it's just a piece of a joke. You know what I mean?
I was like such a freak. The teachers were so nice to me. They'd be like, you should be a model because you're so tall. And you're like, what about my face? My face wants to be a model too.
Now, what's bothersome about that is the model judges looking at each other going, right? Right?
It's also not the whole joke.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Do you want to finish it?
No.
Okay. Did you?
You're confident, you're witty, you're funny, you're hilarious.
I want to say yes, yes, yes.
And then they show the audience standing ovation, fist pumping in slow motion.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Now, who knows if it went to you, but yeah.
No, it went to me. That's why I didn't think they were going to show it.
You know, it's funny. Oh, my God. You really couldn't handle that. She took her headphones off.
Oh, my God.
Off.
I hate listening to myself. I hate it.
She was making faces. Ugh. She was like, this is terrible.
That's me talking.
I know. I just can't. No.
So, are you satisfied with it?
I mean, I'm glad I'm on it. Yeah. But, like I said, I have not seen it. Right. So, that was the first I've heard.
How... Do you know how much material you would have to go through if you keep going?
I don't know.
But is it 5 minutes at a time? Is it 3 minutes at a time?
Everything is different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do the jugglers and the singers change their performances also? Like, do you do a different set every time?
I don't know. Because we're isolated, but I can't say.
Yeah, you can't say if one time they juggle in the air and the next time they bounce it on the ground.
I don't know. But there is quite a variety of things where you're like, what is that guy going to do? Mm. You know?
In that leotard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a, after you, I don't know if you saw, I guess not, but in this package, let's say, they cut to another guy that they're obviously going to focus more time on, and he's a comic.
Is he the guy with the dark hair?
He has paint all over his face. You know, he looks very goth. And so all they do, they just take clips of him like he's, you know, very solid. And he's in the corner just, you know, with his mouth closed. Meanwhile, you're all just waiting around for a while, most people. So, okay, you're going to find him, you know, sitting by himself. Mm. And so, you know, he comes out and he's going to look like, you know, he's obviously going to shit the stage. And so, you know, my guess, of course, is it's going to be the opposite. And he was good, and he's doing, you know, quick one-liners. But it's funny, like, how much time... My point is, where is it too late to wear makeup, like a clown? Is it too late to have a gimmick? Because they like that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so we'll see. Fingers crossed, you know what
I mean?
Okay.
All
right.
Good luck.
Yeah. Thanks.
Now, I'll tell you, she didn't give me any inside information, but literally, I bet the farm. So I'm going to be homeless if you don't make it.
Okay. Now it means something to Keith, so now you have to do it. Yeah.
That's right.
If you don't do it.
You're not going to be homeless because you're going to move in with these three kids. And they have really fun bunk beds, okay. too.
Kyle's going to pay you to babysit. It's going to be great.
Try her stuffed peppers. They're great.
What?
So good.
He doesn't care about stuffed peppers. Give them to me.
They're so good. the carne or whatever she puts in them, her Venezuelan food is
the
amazing.
Meat that she puts in it?
Yeah. Carne.
And I've been, listen to this, and I've been taking Spanish, so I'm not doing that for nothing.
Really? Have you really?
Yeah.
Oh, what can you say?
See?
Come on.
You say something.
¿Cuándo vas a conocer a los niños?
5, 6. ten, 15, and 13, I think.
No, I said, when are you going to meet the kids? 5, 6.
Yeah, 5, 6 years.
A clock.
Okay. 5, 6 years. When they're out of the house.
Yeah, I think I'm set. No, I didn't say I graduated.
Now, when she was here, because this happened soon after she was on, right?
Yes.
Did you feel the sparks on that?
Not at all. She was...
How did it happen?
She was on with another guest, and they both know each other very, very well. And unfortunately, sometimes that's not so good.
I think I know who it was.
Because they kept trying to tell the same story at the same time. And... as the sound guy as well, I get a little nuts, mm-hmm. right? And they said, oh, one of them said, sorry, we finished each other's sentences. And Chenda goes, no, you start each other's sentences. and then afterwards, we started talking. And then that's when it picked up.
Wow. But can I tell you a little secret?
Yeah, please.
Okay. That definitely all happened. But at the end of that episode, they like fake flirted with each other. Yeah, they like... They could have even like fake asked each other out. There was like...
On the actual episode.
Wait, what's a fake flirt? There's a flirt in there. What's a fake flirt?
Oh, we should date. Like act like real...
What would happen if we were on a date?
Yeah, mm-hmm. like I'm hitting on you. And they were both like friendly and smiling about it. And I'm like, oh, that's so fake. Haha. And then like 2 days later, he's like, remember that? What? I had no idea. Mm. Although I saw something, but I was like, that's stupid. You know, I could do that with you, Carmen, right now.
Right.
I don't want everyone to like, you know, go with it. That's crazy. Right. We just kind of do this.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's dating her and I'm like, wait, was that real? Like, how did I miss that? Mm.
You know who made, she made the real move, if you ask me. We haven't talked about this, me and her, I don't think. But I saw somebody, a listener or a fellow comic, and wrote on Twitter something like, always remember somebody's masturbating to you. Some point about, you know, always feel good about yourself. And I wrote, I get it, you masturbated today, right? And then Kyle, after the show, tweeted to me, wink, just a wink. And I'm like...
In public or DM?
No, a text, right? Or
no, it was in public. It was in public.
Ooh.
But I'm
I think I remember it being in public.
But I'm like, okay, that's a thing.
Yeah.
That was something.
Yeah.
Right. And then a phone number exchange and then magic.
Lovely.
Yeah. That's the beautiful story. Hmm. And then apparently there's children.
Are you going to meet the ex-husband too?
For what?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I don't even know what the ex-husband looks like. And I wonder if I want to know.
You right, because which way will it be good? If he looks like you or completely opposite? Like,
or if you're handsome, is it a thing? If you're ugly, is it a thing?
Right.
There's no way to win, you know?
And then there's the cat, Harry.
I know. So. I'm going to meet Harry.
Harry's great.
I'm good with animals.
Yeah.
So I should be good with the kids and Harry. So we'll see. Yeah.
Nanny or the babysitter or the whatever. What?
Which kid do you like the best? Or which one?
The 10-year-old that's...
Well, I never see the 15-year-old. He's always playing baseball or wherever.
Okay, so he's the best.
Okay, so that's good.
The babysitter is always gone. And then I really like the two because it's a boy and a girl, so they're different. Right. So like the girl's like chatty and she never liked at the beginning. She was at that age where she's like, what are you doing?
You have to impress her.
Stop talking. Or she was just at that like annoying age and now she's cool.
Okay.
And the little boy is just always adorable and funny and he sometimes acts like he's five, but he's just because he's the baby.
Okay. Mm. So I got lucky, right? It could have been worse is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never had a bad incident with them, you know? Like they sell lemonade on the street. It's really cute. People buy...
That's cute. So that means so you never had a bad interaction.
That would be so cute if you got behind the little lemonade stand and you could teach them like stuff how, you know, you sell merch here. Oh, so
I'm going to be emptying people's pockets. Believe me. It's a kid.
You're like, this is the Keith and the Girl lemonade stand.
Put stickers on the cups.
There's a line because I tweeted or something. You know.
And you're sick one day and Hemda sees like Benny come in and he's 10 and he's like, I'm here. I'm supposed to be Keith.
Yes, finally.
I'm reading a story about this kid that called the police on his dad. Called 911 on a cell phone because his dad ran past the red light. Now, if I got to deal with this with kids.
Wow.
Fuck.
Robbie was in the car with his dad.
That's the dad's fault. You taught him something stupid.
When dad took a right on red.
Oh, that's allowed, though.
It depends, right? He said, Dad, I'm going to call police. And the dad said, you don't call police for that. But Robbie decided to call 911 anyway, saying, Daddy went past the red light. He had to go to the car wash and then he went past the red light. Mm-mm. The dispatcher handled the call like a true professional, asked to speak with Robbie's dad. He comes back out with the phone and hands it to me and says, Dad, somebody called.
Oh my God.
So I guess this is after the ride, right? So they got home.
Mm. Or to the car wash finally.
As soon as the dispatcher identified himself, Richardson knew what had happened. "Oh, no, I'm just going to apologize. That is my 5-year-old son." And the detective said, "It's a pretty unique call, but we wanted to make sure there was no bigger emergency." Robbie says he wants to be a police officer someday.
Ugh.
And said he's going to keep a close eye on Dad's driving. "No speeding. You'll hit a car," Robbie said.
Horrible child. Yeah. Boarding school.
Yeah, horrible child.
Stop it. You're hovering over that kid. You're teaching him way too many rules.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A 5-year-old who wants to be a cop, like, for real, and not just be like, "Ma, I'm running after you." Like, you ran a red light and he's a fucking snitch bitch? Ew. What are you doing?
He's going to be a bad cop.
Rewire that shit.
That's who you went after.
Yeah.
You sit your kid down, you explain the bigger problems in this world. It's not daddy taking you somewhere. You know what I mean? There were more than the adventure at the car wash.
Well, Kyle's kids are the opposite of that.
Okay,
nice,
good.
Nice, nice, nice.
They'll be like, "Do it. Just go, dad." New dad. No.
People are getting upset at Ariana Grande, because she's with Pete Davidson now. They're engaged. Mm-hmm. And somehow they let that go. But they're upset because he gave her his dad's, who died at 9/11, as a firefighter, his dad's fireman pendant. And people are saying that is too much. And they actually have an opinion and live in this world with us.
This is amazing. So everyone took the time to talk about a pin that he gave the woman he married, devoted his life to, is fucking, might have children with. The law accepts it, but the pin is out of control.
But the fireman pin.
Yeah. I mean,
who cares? Yeah, why are we worried about this?
The fucking fireman pin.
It's weird. I do see it.
He gave her a ring that cost too much, possibly a blood diamond.
Right. Right.
Okay. But this pin is out of control.
1 month after giving Ariana Grande an engagement ring, Pete Davidson has gifted his fiance another precious piece of jewelry, his late father's FDNY badge. The gesture has people upset.
You don't even know what loss is, if that's what you're upset with. Right. You don't even know what losing your dad in a tragedy or at all is, if that's your fucking worry.
He's 24, she's 25. People took
that's what you should be worried about, that we're even having an opinion on fucking children. Ew, what do you care what they're doing?
And you know what? If something for any reason did not go right and they broke up, I'm sure she'll just give it back to him.
Right.
You know I'm sure she would lose it, fucking pick it up at, you know, 42nd Street and 8th, and everything will be fine. And he'll be like, "This is exactly what I wanted, and now I can be whole again." And then it'll be in the newspaper again, an entire fucking page, so that you can show a young woman picture full color. So you can show another picture. And what are you showing her? That's a great picture. That shows the pendant. That's very good.
You mean when it's really just her chest?
It's just her, like, closing her eyes and smooching. Is she even,
wait, so she's not wearing it in the picture?
She is wearing it.
Okay.
You can see she has it as a necklace.
As a necklace. She doesn't even know how pins work.
I do think it's ironic that people are complaining about these two kids, but nobody's willing to adopt them. Well, many fans were supportive of Davidson's decision to give his bride-to-be something with such sentimental value. Others felt differently. Here's one person. "No girl should ever wear your dad's chain. How disrespectful."
Fuck you. We're so okay with people giving their old engagement ring from their mom and their grandmother.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
The ring that actually she lost her virginity because of, the ring that symbolized your heritage and your family, that's okay, because it's for a wedding. But this pin, because somebody died, and it means the same and similar things to these people.
Now, you have to be careful with these celebrities, because SNL is off the air right now. So Pete has time to go on social media. Uh-oh.
With his brilliant opinions.
It also makes it sound like what he doesn't love his dad anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I am now giving you my father and everything. Like, it's a pin. Like,
yeah,
everything's still the same.
He gave it to her with a pie of the ashes that she was forced to eat. Like,
doesn't have 12 other things that remind him of his dad in his bedroom, you know? Like, it's like the only thing he has from his father.
It's not like he's giving it to Hannah Montana. It's his fiance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be in the house.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Right.
That's
true. Move in with me and now you can have my pin, because it'll be in the same place.
Pete writes, "For your information, that's not just some girl. That's my fiance.
There you go.
She's the greatest person I know.
Okay.
I gave it to her because she has my heart, and that is, this is the most precious thing I own. My dad would be happy and love her so much. And then the other person wrote back, great point. Thanks for a civil discussion. Just kidding. Where could that go?
Yeah, that actually, you know, that actually was a beautiful statement, because what he is saying is my dad won't be able to meet her. He right. won't be able to like be with me on my wedding day. He won't be able to participate except with this pin that I'm giving to you. You know, to become this family that you guys accepted that they're becoming a family, but you're not accepting that they're sharing their equipment.
Yeah.
Wait, are they going to use the same plates?
And that means that he can never touch that pin again. Once you give it to Ariana, it's hers. Don't even look at it.
No backsies.
Can I borrow the pen?
No.
But there's a fireman.
You gave it to me.
Reunion. Okay. It is yours, honey.
She's just going to shit on it every night. He's going to throw it in the toilet, take a shit.
She threatens to feed it to the dog. Well, don't tell me you're going to pick me up then. I have 5 limo drivers.
Please put that back. Please put that back.
The pennant has Scott's badge number, 8418, written across the front. Numbers that Grande recently had inked on her foot as a tribute. All right, so I think she's into it.
Yeah, she tattooed it, but nobody said a word.
You
cut her foot off. Don't.
She hasn't earned those numbers.
Right. What is that? Holocaust,
where you put numbers on your skin?
I was thinking where you false lie, that lying valor, you know? It's like you didn't earn the right to.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Stolen valor. The high profile couple who recently moved in together. Okay, so they live together. It's okay.
So he really did go, I'm putting this in your drawer now.
He keeps moving it. Like when I was kids, me and my brother would move the comic book to our drawer and it's ours now. Right. Like we both can't read it.
Before we used to, me and my brothers, before we used to go in at home, we used to be like, okay, ready? And as soon as my mom would open the door, we would like call the couch, the good couch. This is my couch now. Like so we would get to sit on the good couch. That's what they're doing with the pin.
Right.
Today, the pin is on my thing.
Yeah. If you take the time to really go to social media and have an honest to goodness opinion about somebody's relationship, you're a weirdo. Right? You're just a fucking weirdo. I'm looking at Catherine McPhee. She's a singer and she's being engaged to somebody twice her age. Have an opinion with your friends, but to really type her as if she didn't know.
Hey, did he show you his birth certificate?
Okay. He's let's see. He's 68. She's 34.
That's so gross.
That literally is half.
That is so gross.
All right, I would tweet at them just to know if they know math.
I'm more upset about them than I am about the firefighter pen, which I'm not upset about, by the way.
Right. His kids are 48 and 44, so older than her. But at the same time, you got to keep in mind, yes, he was married 6 times already. But when
stop it.
But when he takes a knee now, like, you got to mean it. Okay? That's no joke. And that's not gold digging. Okay?
Has he given her a pin or anything?
Because we need to know if we need to get outraged.
He's not an asshole. No, it's not gold digging when you went through 6 divorces, right?
I also think at the age of 34, you can have your opinion on marrying a 70-year-old. I think you have accumulated enough information to want to know if you want to suck on those balls. I don't care. Yeah. Like, if she was 23, that's not enough time.
Yeah.
There, now I had an opinion. Thanks, guys.
Can you please put that in a blog or in an Instagram post?
Yeah. Are you going to rate it to Catherine McPhee, though?
Like you said, she looked in the mirror. She's good.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, my opinion is really going to change your mind.
Right. A South African woman. Listen to this. Now, I don't know if you have phobias or what. Do you? Do you have a phobia about anything?
We all have anxieties.
Sometimes. Like, I hate mice. Does that count?
A South African woman was pronounced dead after a crash and placed inside a mortuary freezer.
I like that.
Only to later be found alive inside the stainless steel box. Paramedics said the unnamed woman showed no form of life after she was hit by a car. They took her body directly to a morgue. She was put on ice. A worker eventually discovered her breathing, where she was rushed to a hospital in Johannesburg. I'm telling you, every hospital needs the death room. And when you're pronounced dead, you're thrown in it. And you're left there for a week, okay? And if there's any banging on the door or a bell being rung, obviously you take a look and you go, hey, we fucked up.
They used to do that.
Do bring it back.
Yeah. They used to do it because people were buried alive a lot because I don't know if it was like they were ingesting either alcohol that's not whatever, but they would go into like these 1 to 3 day comas where their breathing was so shallow that they were pronounced dead. Then they would put them in the ground. And what happened was, I don't know why they were digging up these people eventually. They would see that they tried to claw out and they would see claw marks on the top of the box. And so they started understanding that they were misunderstanding some stuff and they would put a bell in there. And if you would wake up and are in a coffin, you ring the bell. And then the grave digger would come and dig you out.
That's great. Now, when you have shallow breath, is your pulse shallow as well? Like, why aren't they listening to this woman's heart?
I'm going to call it. I got a clue. Like, a doctor, are you sure? Pretty sure. I got shit to do. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I know, with all the modern technology, this was, I don't know how long ago, like,
right.
where you go, yeah, okay, well, everyone didn't know anything, so, okay, a bell.
But it feels now, like yeah. I have a story on this every 6 months, and it's, you know, it's crazy. Throw them in a room.
I think they did, and it was the cold room.
Yeah, well, put them in a room where, like, they're
with
not... With a blanket, you know?
Can you imagine waking up and all these dead bodies are around you?
Mm. Or you're in a drawer that's cold?
Yeah.
Right. I'll take the bodies.
I'll take the bodies, too.
And trust me, when I scream because all those bodies, you'll hear me, and you'll come to the door and
save
me.
I'll ding that bell.
Yeah, I'll ding the shit out of that bell.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you'll be frozen with A, fear, and B, just like you were pronounced dead, which means you probably can't move very well.
Right. So let's give up. That's what these doctors are saying to each other. Honestly, what kind of life would you want then? The nightmares you must have. Give me a minute anyway. How about that?
Actually, you would have to deal with a lot of PTSD, but I imagine they're going to kick you some dough on the way out.
Here's what I want you to do. When I die, doctor says, you know, hey, he's dead. Sorry. And you, as a friend or family member, you say,
kick him in the ball. See if he wakes up.
Right. Light you on fire.
Can I have a minute with him? Oh. And just try to keep that going for like ever. Okay.
When Keith dies, I'm going to whisper in his ear, seriously, are you alive?
Right.
So I'm gonna touch your hand if you touch it back.
Right.
All right. What can we do here, Keith? Come on.
Ask me. You know, ask. Say, hey.
And he's like, I want to do a podcast.
That's what I'll whisper in his ear. Keith, we're on air. Go, go, go.
Hi, everybody. Welcome.
To wake Keith up, I'm going to be like, welcome to Keith and the Girl. My name is Chemda. And suddenly Keith pops up. And I'm Keith Malley. Did they subscribe to my opening line? Oh God.
Yeah, you try everything.
What's your first joke?
You tell me everything. You tell me there's a new John Wick movie. You know, try all the things. Don't just check my pulse. Come on. I'm watching the new Sacha Baron Cohen show on Showtime.
Yeah.
There's only one episode up now. It is shockingly brilliant.
Really, still?
Now, he's not doing the Ali G characters. It's four brand new characters. They're either extremely liberal characters or extreme Republican, you know, extreme left or extreme right.
I heard that the only reason why I know he's up to something is I heard that Sarah Palin got really pissed off at him.
Conservatives are complaining on Twitter. That's how I found out about the show. I'm not making this up.
Me too, yeah.
Thank you, Sarah Palin, you moron. So, and by the way, so he says ridiculous things and he's putting these political celebrities on the spot. Once you realize, I don't understand how they don't know it's a gag, because what he's saying is so ridiculous. And then added to the prosthetics on his face make a ridiculous face. So putting the face and the words together, I don't know how you just don't get up and walk away.
Well, because I feel like political figures and all of us were so, you know, polarized that people, I mean, the other day you were reading something and I was just laughing at it, but it was terrible, terrible news.
Right.
You know, a guy talking about like how Me Too is preventing him from even talking to women and he's got to go back to his ex-girlfriend, clearly, because at least that's the devil, you know, like shit like that. And I'm like, oh, I'm laughing. And I'm like, wait, I guess that's serious, but how else do you respond?
Right. And I'm seeing reviews on this and they say he attacks Democrats and Republicans alike. And it starts with somebody making jokes at the expense of Bernie Sanders. But I'll tell you what, it is not Republicans and Democrats alike. I mean, you know which way, obviously, Sacha Baron Cohen leans, right? He leans to the left, of course. Making fun of the Republicans is so much more like, holy shit, your jaw is dropping. Mm. compared to picking on the Democrats. Picking on Bernie Sanders and asking him, trying to get him to sincerely answer, okay, if the top 1/10 of the world owns everything, the 1%, blah, 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 why don't we make us all 1%? And Bernie Sanders like takes the time to legitimately answer. It's very funny. But then you compare that to the segment where another of Sasha's characters is right-wing Israeli who is trying to, who says they have a program over there where they give preschoolers guns, train them at a young age, and he gets these well-known political figures. And I say well-known because I don't know a Republican from Iowa, but I know these people. Mm-hmm. So obviously they're a big deal. And they're looking at the camera and advocating that we should do the same program in America without irony, without thinking they're doing a goof. People think we exaggerate gun control, so I'll go with it. They mean it, giving toddlers guns.
Can I say that this doesn't surprise me only because, and I grew up in New York and there's not guns here except, you know, what we understand. There was a lot of crime, especially in the 80s, but we don't have a gun culture where what I found out about once we had this show and we were getting people from all parts of the country, people get guns at birthday presents at 10 years old. Yeah. They've shot a gun by the time they're five with their family members. You shoot cans, but actually shooting a gun. So it doesn't surprise me that they're like, look, we're giving guns to our 5 and 6 year old.
Let me be clear also, 3 years old. Not that there is there a difference, crazy. I don't know.
Yeah.
But 3 years old.
And yeah, the motor skills are very different, actually.
And
yes.
And they're going.
Please wait
it.
Until you're four. Thank you.
I tell you what, if you didn't give your kid a guitar, but you gave him a gun,
right?
You're really relying on his motor skills a little too hard.
So now you have Joe Walsh and Republicans that I've heard of, again, not really studying the news, going on Twitter saying they were duped. And it's like, you
but
weren't.
But that's your actual opinion.
You said these words and you were down for it. And you looked at the camera and you added inflection.
That's not cool.
I can't wait to see
fuck
that.
You for that.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, fuck Sacha Baron Cohen for like that. You know, that would annoy me because I'm taking my time out and but at the same time, it's the same as any other political.
Wait, who do they think he is? A reporter?
That's the thing. That's also stupid. You know, figure shit out before you go on.
Yeah,
you've never heard of this program and you're an important authoritative figure in our world and you don't know who the fuck is interviewing you. That annoys me.
Right.
But then, so then if he's asking actual legitimate questions, even though we think it's ridiculous, your point of view was genuine.
Right.
If I said that a five-year-old can have a gun because it would make us safer because you asked me that question, stand behind it, you piece of shit.
Right.
Oh, now that you were duped, that's still your fucking opinion.
Still your opinion.
And then when he makes fun of liberals, you know, it's what? We're ridiculous in the way we're sensitive about things. So he talks
and liberals get ridiculous. Yeah.
So he talks about my daughter, she's on her period. We're very proud, but you know, we don't want to, you know, subjugate her to pads and tampons. So we let her free bleed. And we'll have her sit on the flag and it goes on and on.
God.
No way.
But it's more just ridiculous.
Yeah.
When ridiculous. Compared to giving children guns. You know, I'm like, all right, it's funny that and you deliberately started with Bernie Sanders for a reason. So people get duped into thinking you're picking on both sides. But yeah, if this is it's a shocking slap in the face and he's at the top of his game.
I can't wait to hear how Bernie Sanders is going to figure out how we're all going to be 1%.
Right.
that's a great math equation.
Well, he's like calm and trying to talk to somebody who's obviously stupid. You know, this is why.
And that's another thing. If you think the interviewer is stupid, then, you know, that's still the people that you work for. You work for us, the stupid people, the commoners. It's a service position. And you're not being of service. You're being a fucking prick.
Does he look real with all these prosthetics?
No, but then this is what I'm saying. It looks like a Dick Tracy character.
He's wearing a jumpsuit from what I'm seeing.
But at the same time, oh no,
that's a different character.
That's a picture of Ali G.
Okay.
But because the show just came out last night. But I was going to say he looks like a ridiculous character, but then at the same time, Dick Cheney looked like a Dick Tracy villain, right? Rudy Giuliani looks like a vampire. So I guess.
Yeah. God, he got all those people to talk to?
Oh,
and they never Googled who they were going to speak to?
I mean, yeah, you have
You didn't get prepped. That's the thing. Like, yeah. Maybe you're, you know, you're in a position where you're not Googling the people because you're trusting your PR. You're trusting your team, which is fair. So your team is an asshole because nothing on your team Googled anything. So nobody prepped you for this. You didn't even go, like, we get offended when people come into this room and they're like, so where are we? Like, they start asking questions and I'm like, you didn't even go to keithandthegirl.com or ask a best friend, let's say, that was already in here about it.
Right.
You're just like, oh, why you got the people who come in here and are like, how dare you ask me that question? I'm like, how dare you come in here and expect me to blow past what you just fucking said?
Right.
You don't know where you are.
Right.
Yeah. Dick Cheney is on an upcoming show and he signs one of Sacha Baron Cohen's characters, waterboarding kits.
Mm.
This is how.
That's crazy.
Like, you're not paying attention. And it also, I think, speaks to how people usually get interviewed, which is very softballs. It's very like, here's a stupid thing. I'm not paying attention. I'm not paying attention to your follow up. Neither the interviewer nor the interviewee, I think, a lot of times prepare or like have some kind of follow up and are really genuinely having a conversation.
Word of Cohen's outrageous interviews leaked after Sarah Palin, newsman Ted Koppel, former Alabama Judge Rory Moore, ex-GOP Representative Walsh, and former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio went public with their gripes. That could be the whole show in and of itself.
Yes!
I just follow your tweets, you morons.
That'd be a great season finale. Here's people's stupid fucking responses.
Roy Moore, who fucks children, is already threatening a defamation lawsuit. I did not know Sacha Baron Cohen or that a Showtime TV series is being planned to embarrass, humiliate, and mock not only Israel, but also religious conservatives such as Sarah Palin, Joe Walsh, and Dick Cheney, he wrote on Facebook.
They're so afraid of being embarrassed. They're more afraid of being embarrassed than saying, let's give a gun to a 3-year-old.
Right.
Right.
Why are you more embarrassed by that? Let's relearn what embarrassment actually is in this country.
He said, Sasha is un-American. Well, he's English, idiot. It's not his responsibility, quite frankly. It's when I make fun of the queen. You know, and Keith doesn't support the royals. No, not necessarily. I join a long list of American public personalities who have fallen victim to the evil, exploitative, sick humor, in quotes, of the British, quote, comedian Sacha Baron Cohen, says Sarah Palin.
Ha ha. Yeah, you're so known for your humor.
Right.
Sarah.
Right. Oh, well.
And also, of all people, Sarah never learned her lesson.
Yeah, no.
Her whole stupid fucking career is her not knowing what she's talking about, not ready for questions, not ready for the interview.
Yeah. Where did they think this was going to air, that they were signing up for this?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
How much trickery could happen behind the scenes?
Right. Right. No, they believe it. They believe this stuff, you know, giving a three-year-old a gun. The whole thing's so ridiculous. I don't know what I'm saying, right? Eat chalk. You know, I don't know what. But the show's on Showtime, and it's called Who is America? And it looks like it's going to be so good. Carmen Lynch, you can follow carmenlynch.com. The Twitter account is at Carmen Comedian. Okay? And I've said it before, I'll say it again. You have a chance to see Carmen perform stand-up. You want to go. It is fantastic. It's always the A game. You won't be embarrassed. You know, you bring your friends and you're like, no, I'm in charge. It's a treat. It's a hoot. And you're one of my favorites.
Mm.
I'd say I'm in love, but I'm taken.
Are you sticking around
Thank
to do
you.
Our YouTube after show?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Actually, we showed Carmen one of the YouTube things before the show. And I did like, so a bunch of people who watch the YouTube after show. So this is what we do. I describe a trailer on silent and the guest and Keith try to guess what movie I'm describing. And so Henrik, our editor, he puts the movie trailer at the bottom of the screen, which is the perfect place because we've been getting screenshots of people watching. And to play along, they just put their phone or a piece of paper right where that part is. So we did that with Carmen. So at first she's like, oh, Keith is going to beat me. This is terrible. Then I swear to God, and this was, she got this one movie like 3 seconds in, and I was like, we have a fucking show coming.
That was luck. I don't see that many movies. I'll try, but.
I'll try.
Yeah, right? Yeah. She tried playing that off.
I don't even know how I'm on America's Got Talent. I guess I'm American. All right, Carmen.
So go to our YouTube channel. You could just go to YouTube and look for Keith and the Girl.
KeithandTheGirl.com.